With SDPB News, I'm John Wynn. Attorneys general from 21 states, including South Dakota, are suing to overturn President Joe Biden's cancellation of the contentious Keystone XL oil pipeline from Canada. Led by Ken Paxton of Texas and Austin Knutson of Montana, the state said in Wednesday's court filing that Biden overstepped his authority when he blocked the 1,200-mile-long pipeline on his first day in office. The attorneys general say Congress should have the final say on the project. The pipeline would carry crude from Western Canada's oil sands region to Gulf Coast refineries. Biden canceled its permit over longstanding concerns that burning the crude would make climate change worse. Governor Kristi Noem says that two interim cabinet secretaries are getting the jobs permanently. Secretary Joel Junt of the Department of Transportation and Secretary Kevin Roebling with Game, Fish, and Parks will both continue to serve in their roles as secretaries to their departments. Noem says Roebling has a great understanding of the state's natural resource and conservation priorities. Regarding Junt's appointment, Noem says he has dedicated his life to promoting transportation access in South Dakota and has proven himself as a leader in the industry. The South Dakota Health Department will begin COVID-19 vaccinations for the last priority group beginning next Monday. Under Phase 1E, firefighters and people who work in critical infrastructure are eligible. That includes energy, manufacturing, and transportation. Secretary of Health Kim Malsom-Reisden says the state will see more doses of all three federally approved vaccines.
Our allocation for next week stands at 21,000, and that includes 11,700 doses of Pfizer, 8,300 doses of Moderna, and 1,000 doses of the Janssen/Johnson & Johnson vaccine.
Malsom-Reisden says those total dose numbers do not include second doses. Health officials say roughly 35% of South Dakotans have had at least one dose of vaccine. Health Department officials say initial evidence of coronavirus variants in the state means people should continue mitigation efforts. State epidemiologist Josh Clayton says they have found only two cases of the B.1.1.7 variant so far in Minnehaha County. He believes more people have already been infected.
Now, the B.1.1.7 variants, as we've identified, likely to represent larger transmission within the community, because we are not able to do genomic sequencing on all of the specimens that are tested.
Clayton says the state uses a Sentinel program to monitor for emerging coronavirus variants. The method tests a random sample of individuals from a community. Clayton reports the state is seeing a higher COVID-19 infection rate compared to last year.
So about 150 cases over the past week, compared to a median of about 60 cases over the week during summer of 2020.
Clayton says the new variant can cause more severe infections and increases the potential for hospitalization and death. He says federally approved COVID vaccines are effective against severe illness. Game, Fish, and Parks officials report evidence of an invasive species in several pet stores statewide. Zebra mussels have infested some moss balls, a type of algae used in aquariums. Tanner Davis is the department's aquatic invasive species coordinator. He says the contaminated moss balls must be disposed of properly so the zebra mussels don't spread.
So we are encouraging everyone to destroy their moss balls by putting them in a bag and freezing them and then throwing them in the trash. You also can heat your water up to 140 degrees, and that should kill any invasive species present.
Davis says people should not toss infected moss balls down any drain or into any water source. South Dakota is one of 21 states so far to find the destructive mussel. There are zebra mussels in the Missouri River, as well as several lakes in eastern South Dakota. American Airlines is resuming daily nonstop flights from Rapid City to Phoenix. The flights have been suspended since the pandemic began. They'll resume June 3rd. Deputy Airport Director Tony Broom says it's a sign that travel is picking up, but the airport is not back to normal yet.
Passenger counts are definitely still down, but we are recovering. We're recovering a little bit quicker than the rest of the country because we are a leisure destination.
Broom is expecting a busy summer for the airport. She says many people are deciding to vacation domestically rather than internationally. And she says South Dakota's wide open spaces are drawing tourists. Rapid City Regional Airport offers 26 nonstop routes to 24 destinations. That's your daily news update. Follow SDPB News on social and visit sdpb.org/news to keep up with our journalism as it comes in. Thank you for listening.